Ever since 1960, Washington has maintained a policy of terror, including assassination against Cuba. In our final segment, Jane Franklin reports on how that policy has continued despite a Senate Intelligence Committee recommendation in 1976 that Congress outlaw assassination of foreign leaders.
When will the people of the United States pledge allegiance only to a government that is not made up of secrets and lies? As the president of Cuba's National Assembly, Ricardo Alarcón, pointed out earlier this month, in a world in which information has become a form of entertainment, you can tell people that their government has been involved in all sorts of sordid actions, but that won't cause a scandal for the government. It's just entertainment. He said this explains how it's possible for Washington to provide safe haven to a notorious terrorist like Luis Posada, while imprisoning five Cubans who were in Miami to expose and prevent terrorism. Alarcón noted the recent stir in this country around declassification of documents about attempts by the CIA and the Mafia to assassinate Fidel Castro. But, as Alarcón remarked, those plans were exposed in detail by the Senate Intelligence Committee investigation of 1975 in the wake of the war against Vietnam, Cambodia, and Laos. Testimony at that time thoroughly exposed the U.S. policy of terrorism toward Cuba. Richard Mervyn Bissell, Jr., former Yale professor turned CIA chief of covert operations, acknowledged that the CIA worked secretly with the Mafia to try to assassinate Castro. In August 1960, during the Eisenhower administration, the CIA called upon Robert Mayhew, a top aide to Howard Hughes and a former FBI agent. Mayhew, in turn, called upon crime boss John Rosselli, who then recruited Chicago crime bosses John Cana and Santo Traficante, Jr. These mobsters were eager to return to their lucrative gambling and drug operations in Havana. Traficante introduced Mayhew, John Cana, and Rosselli to Miami Cubans who were also eager to kill Castro. Testimony revealed publicly for the first time that after the failure of the Bay of Pigs invasion, the Kennedy administration launched plans for another invasion to take place by October 1962. This Operation Mongoose led directly to the October 1962 missile crisis. General Edward Lansdell of the CIA stated that Operation Mongoose included plans to remove Fidel Castro by any means, including assassination. In early 1976, the Senate committee was about to release its final report, having exposed plans to kill not only Fidel Castro, but other leaders, including Patrice Lumumba of the Congo. Of course, the Senate committee would recommend ending a policy of assassinating foreign leaders. President Gerald Ford and CIA Director George H.W. Bush had to decide what to do. They turned the Cuban assassination business over to private enterprise. For example, on February 13th, they removed Luis Posada from the CIA payroll and turned him loose to do whatever he wanted to do with confidence that Washington would always be at his back. 5 days later, President Ford signed an executive order that included a prohibition on assassination, beating the Senate committee to the draw. The private army was now empowered to escalate war. Orlando Bosch, Luis Posada, and other terrorists formed CORU, an umbrella group for terrorist actions against Cuba and against countries and individuals considered friendly to Cuba. CORU quickly carried out more than 50 bombings as well as assassinations. In September, on the streets of Washington itself, Cuban Americans were part of the team that assassinated Orlando Letelier, who had been an official in the Allende government of Chile. In October came the most murderous attack. Bosch and Posada masterminded the mid-air bombing of a Cubana passenger jet, killing all 73 people aboard. As Ricardo Alarcón said in his lecture, since the time of that Senate investigation, nothing new has come to light. The terrorism continues. Nothing has been done to stop it. In fact, President Castro reported in 1983 that the Reagan administration had instructed the CIA to resume plans to assassinate Cuban leaders. The White House could now ignore the exposés of the Senate committee investigation. Although hundreds of attempts to kill Fidel Castro have failed, many Cubans have been killed. 8 years ago, Cuba filed a lawsuit accusing the U.S. government of killing 3,478 Cubans and wounding and disabling more than 2,000 others. For Cuba in Focus, this is Jane Franklin.
Historian Jane Franklin is a lecturer and writer specializing in U.S.-Cuba relations. Her book, Cuba and the United States, A Chronological History, is published by Ocean Press.